Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X. I'm your host, Mike Salmon. We have a very special show for you today. It's a Napa theme on our show this morning, and I want to welcome to the studio Zachary Bennett. He's with Reformation Productions. He's a marketing company, marketing agency that works with the Napa folks. And joining us from Napa today is Brian Gardner. He's from the Napa Corporate. Ron Givens from GK Tire and Automotive. They're a Napa Auto Care Center. And Scott Holton from Arrow Automotive, a Napa Auto Care Center as well. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. Zachary, we'll start with you. Reformation Productions, a marketing agency. And for those that may be confused, what's a marketing agency actually does, explain what you guys do at Reformation Productions.
Sure, no problem. As a marketing agency, we're really a marketing consultation and creative production firm. What we do is we partner with businesses to help their communications with the public to be as efficient and effective as it can be. We use the same marketing process that Fortune 500 companies use to really build and establish a brand foundation, and then we create the marketing tools that they use to communicate with afterwards, things like logos, websites, videos, that sort of thing.
All right, as we go around the room here, Brian, you're with Napa Auto Care. We've all heard of Napa Auto Parts. You're with Napa Auto Care. Can you differentiate the two?
Well, Napa Auto Parts years ago started the part of Napa Auto Care. And what we've done is we partner with the best in the industry, and we go out to the towns and cities across America looking for the best auto part repair places for customers to take their cars. One of the main advantages of a dealer becoming an auto care center is because what happens is they take their business and they partner and market with Napa. Napa has been around since 1925. Napa Auto Care has been over 30 years in the business. And what we do is when they do that, they become tied to the auto care business. And what happens is they get a better delivery, they get better discounts on parts to help the customers get a better repair and a faster repair for their vehicle.
And we have a couple auto care centers here with us today. Ron, you're with GK Tire. Tell us about your business.
Yes, we're located on Jimmy Carter Boulevard, just off of Interstate 85. We're in the southwest area of Gwinnett County. People can call myself or Tom at 770-925-3164. We service the Tucker, Norcross, and Lilburn area. We've been doing that for over 30 years. Our motto, printed and stated, has always been, if it's not right, we will make it right.
Okay, that sounds great. And Scott, you're with Arrow Automotive. Tell us about your company.
Well, Arrow is located in North Cobb County. I'll give you some idea of how diverse our locations are.
Yeah.
But Arrow, by the way, is not bow and arrow. It's A-E-R-O, like Aerosmith, for those who are rock fans. But anyway, we're in North Cobb County. The contact information, it's arrowautomotive.com or 770-926-9050. We service North Cobb, East Cobb, Woodstock, Kennesaw, Ackworth, South Gwinnett, South Cobb County, excuse me, South Cherokee County, heavens to Betsy. And our motto is that we are your friendly neighborhood mechanic, because mostly as mechanics tend to be pretty dour people, and we are not.
So if Steven Tyler comes to Atlanta, we know where he's going to get his cars fixed.
Absolutely.
There you go. So you're all Napa Auto Care Centers.
We are both Napa Auto Care Centers. That's correct.
All right. Zachary, back to you. How did you start working with this crazy bunch of gentlemen?
Well, I received a call from another client that asked me to meet with them. Their Napa Auto Care Atlanta already had a website that was up and was functioning, and it looked fine, but it wasn't pulling conversions the way that it should be. So they weren't having they had traffic, but they weren't getting customers from it. So we went in to investigate and find out why. And then there was also an issue of brand consistency. They have over 60 locations in the metro Atlanta area. And when you're governing that many locations, you have a tendency, this guy wants to do his thing, this guy wants to do their thing. So encouraging consistency across the board was another concern. And awareness overall of what Napa Auto Care was pretty low. So we spent some time trying to figure out, okay, how can we really capitalize on the marketing potential that the group had? And then, kind of go from there. So we needed to dive in and find out who Napa Auto Care was aside from Napa Auto Parts, and then figure out how they could connect best with their customers, both their existing customers and their potential customers. And then we had to figure out how we could encourage consistency across the board and increase their awareness.
You mentioned having to determine, you know, who is Napa Auto Care? What was the answer? What'd you find out? Who is Napa Auto Care?
Well, Napa Auto Care, aside from just being a network of the best mechanics in Atlanta that all follow under the Napa Auto Care umbrella, they are very passionate about what they do. They love people. They love cars. They love their communities. It's very community-oriented, even on the individual level. So they take a lot of ownership and a lot of responsibility in taking care of the people in their community, which is a nice thing to have. So they're experts about fixing their car. They're passionate about the people that are in their communities. But they're also they understand that, you know, just the same as a lawyer or another professional may be, they know something that the general public doesn't know, which is scary to the general public. So they respect that. You know, the Seinfeld episode where, you know, they went all over New York looking for an honest mechanic. It's the same sort of thing. Mechanics worry people because they hold information that the general public doesn't know. And they understand that on the local level, and they respect that.
It could be scary. If you're like me, I don't know a lot about cars. I know how to put gas in. I know how to put oil in. That's about it. So it's kind of scary because you have to trust your mechanic.
You do.
So let me tell you this, Brian, probably not a secret. There's a lot of competition out there. There's a lot of other companies that do what Napa Auto Care does.
Right.
What makes Napa Auto Care Centers different from the competition out there?
Well, first of all, the major difference is that there are auto care centers across the country. So when you look at the 60-plus in Atlanta, and since Scott and Ron are sitting right here, if one of the customers takes their car to be repaired in these two locations, now, for some reason, let's just say they drive to Alaska, they're covered under warranty. There's auto care centers from Alaska to Key West and everything in between. So that's 15,000-plus centers that they have tied themselves to as part of a major network. When that happens, we can offer what we call a peace of mind warranty, which takes care of that customer when he leaves the area for that vehicle repair. So think of what's just starting right now is kids going off to college, and they're worried about little Johnny and little Betsy going off to college, and they're getting their car repaired when they're down in Alabama or wherever they go to college.
Right.
And the point being is there's an auto care center in their college area. So they're taken care of there too.
And you have there's a standard of work that's done. For example, for franchises like McDonald's, the Big Mac that you buy in Atlanta is going to taste just like the Big Mac you buy in Seattle. There's everything is done the same way. So there's not just anybody can become a Napa Auto Care Center.
No.
You have standards.
Well, we have standards. One of the main things is they have to have an ASC certified technician.
Okay.
And when you do that, it just brings the people up to a better standard for the industry. One of the things that also happens is when they take these vehicles and you're trying to understand, like what you mentioned earlier, I don't understand why I need this repair. Well, with the knowledge and the training that Napa provides to the auto care centers, it helps them explain what's going on with your vehicle so you can make a good decision on repairing your vehicle.
I would think that a good mechanic is probably one of the most important people that you'll need to know these days because, I mean, we live with our cars.
Right, and with these code of ethics, as we like to call them, they have to meet certain criteria, fair and honest repairs and be honest. And, you know, and we do scrutinize these guys every year. They have a review process.
You hold their feet to the fire.
Yes, sir, we do.
That's great.
And one of the things that also is great is, you know, a lot of times today people don't understand that, you know, cars have gotten very expensive, you know, and show my age, you know, I used to marvel how somebody could spend $3,000 on a brand new car. Well, you know, today you're lucky to get under $30,000, guys, you know, for a new car.
Average,
you know,
price.
So, you know, average pricing. So,
and people are keeping their cars longer as well.
Yes, we've definitely found that, which helps. It helps our industry, sure. But it also makes common sense for people to put money in their cars. And one of the things that also happens that a lot of people don't understand is the NAPA Auto Care Centers at participating locations offer a thing what we call Easy Pay. Easy Pay is this a basic deal where it's a credit, revolving credit, where they can get 6 months same as cash. But then what's really exciting is our standard national warranty is 24 months, 24,000 miles. But if they use the Easy Pay card that they qualify for, that warranty gets extended to 36 months or 36,000 miles. Now, you can't get that offered at the John Q. Public Repair Center, but you can at a NAPA Auto Care Center.
Wow, I'm learning a lot already. Okay, let's get back to the marketing. And Zachary, the marketing I know you do is called straight line marketing. You've already talked about the identification stage.
Right,
you know, who
right.
is NAPA Auto Care Centers? What's next?
Well, the next is called the listen stage, and it's really where we go in and we talk about and we try to figure out who their customers are. So we go out and we had to analyze, okay, now that we know the special offerings from NAPA, now that we know what NAPA thinks of themselves, what does the public think? So we went out and talked to them.
Which may be more important than what NAPA thinks.
Oh, absolutely.
It's what does the public think.
It can be completely different. When you look at a marriage, if you only talk to the wife, you're going to get a completely different view of the marriage, right? So you have to be able to talk to the husband and the wife both. And in this case, it's the same sort of thing. We went out and we tried to talk to both existing and potential customers to find out, you know, what mattered most to them. You know, these are the things that NAPA was offering, but did those things matter? And of all those things, what mattered the most? Also, you know, what are they feeling when they decide that they need to get their car worked on? Is there fear? Is there, you know, is there a feeling of responsibility? What are the emotions that they're going through? So we had to determine that. And then we determined what are the best ways for NAPA to interact with them to really make a connection with their audience. And figure out, you know, how to influence them and make them feel comfortable in that purchasing decision. We look at lots of different things, you know, beyond, you know, the emotional. We also look at their media habits. Where do they live, work, and play? So that NAPA doesn't waste money advertising in some area that their public simply isn't going to be.
Makes common sense there. Okay, so you've got the identification phase. We just talked about the listen phase. I understand the next phase is the think phase.
It's the think phase. Yeah. That's really all about connecting the two sides together. So now we know who the company is from the identification stage. Now we know who the consumers are from the listen stage. Now we have to put it all together and analyze it and figure out, okay, what does this mean? So based on those two avenues, what is it, what messaging should we be using to communicate with the public? What should we be saying? And then after that, we determine, okay, this is what we should be saying. How should we go about saying it? Because you can say the same thing in multiple different ways. If you go out and you look at most of the movies that are in the theater today, a lot of them have the exact same plot, but they're set in different ways, making them different movies. It's the same sort of thing. So we look at, you know, how are we going to say what we are? What's the general look and feel going to be? And then from there, we start to make the various tools to communicate the brand to the public.
All right, Scott, let me wrap around back to you. Now we've gone through all these phases. We know the message is out there. What do you think about the message? You know, and you don't have to be nice just because Zachary's in the room. Tell us what you really think.
Well, candidly, is we're really good at fixing cars, but we're really bad at advertising and marketing. That's not what we got trained to do. Zach and his people came back with four different versions of what I call as a campaign. So we had a tagline and we had pictures and colors, and each one of those emphasized the things that our customers and our non-customers wanted to thought was important. And we're on a board, and so there are seven of us. And each of those four items had a champion. And we had a very lively discussion about which one we ought to finally go with. I guess that's a good way to put it, lively. But ultimately, is we did vote and selected one that we thought really captured where we needed to be now. And that ends up is that the Napa Auto Care Centers, the parts you trust, are now at the shops that you rely on. And we're really trying to do is to say, look, everybody knows Napa Parts. Everybody knows Napa Parts.
Especially in the South, yeah.
Especially in the South. And the public understands that Napa really does have the highest quality of parts for their cars. So now you get the highest quality parts, and now you have shops that are there to really to take those parts and put them on properly and then provide, of course, the warranties and all the other stuff that Napa does, you know, gives to the customer because we're partners with them. So it really does kind of work well in concert. Yeah. We are really trying to go and communicate to our customers, hey, we're here, we're honest, we're trustworthy, we know what we're doing, we're going to do it right, and by the way, is Napa's going to stand behind our work for the next 2 years. That's a huge message, and customers don't know that. It's right. One of our failures is they don't know what they're getting from the combination of an auto care center and Napa Parts.
Yeah, no, I'm learning a lot just from this show. So the next stage, I understand, Zachary, is the speak stage. Brian, how does that work, and what are you guys doing to support that stage?
Well, you know, Zach is and his company has come up with some newer things for us to try, and one of the things, like you mentioned earlier, is our website was okay. But we needed to make it better. We needed to have some conversion. So we basically have updated the site. They've updated the site for us. We're going to now have a 1-800 number, or a toll-free number. I really should say 1-844-NAPA-ATLANTA.
You showed your age again there.
Yeah, I know. You know, 844-866. It's hard to keep them all track, but it is 844. The point behind that is the people in the Atlanta metro area can call that number, type in their zip code, and basically, it tells them where their closest auto care is. And when you punch the button, according to Zach, correct me if I'm wrong,
yes,
is it'll direct connect to their shop. So it's not just a recording saying, where are you, and your closest one is this. It actually would connect you to, using Scott and Ron as an example, straight to their shops, which we thought that was a very neat, unique idea. We have marketing materials offered through corporate, but Zach has tweaked them and has added new ones, so that's a good thing for us. We're also supporting the Boy Scouts this year, again, in Gwinnett and in Cobb County. We are sponsoring their Pinewood Derby cars.
Oh, yeah.
If you, any of you Boy Scout people out there, if you've kind of noticed, the kids' Pinewood Derby car out of Cobb actually has Napa Auto Care Centers on it. So we did provide those for them this year, and we thought that was a great thing to tie it into being we care about your community besides fixing your car and taking care of your vehicle. They're also working on new radio commercials. We're even looking at maybe TV commercials.
Right.
You know, so it's all exciting new things that we've never done before. And like Scott and Ron have said earlier, yeah, we can fix cars, but we don't know how to put an ad campaign together as our group. So Zach has been very helpful in that.
Great. You're listening to Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X. You're listening to Brian Gardner with Napa, also Ron Givens with GK Tire and Automotive, and Scott Holton with Aero Automotive. Those are both the Napa Auto Care Centers, and also Zachary Bennett with Reformation Productions. And Zachary's head's going to explode as soon as he walks out of here, because you guys are speaking really highly of him right now. So.
Oh, it's always so nice.
Okay, so you put the whole campaign together. You've got the message is all kind of polished and looking good. You've targeted your market. How's it going?
Well, actually, that's a big deal with today. We unveil a lot of it today. So we are actually rolling out all of these materials tonight at the regional meeting for Napa. They'll receive the different materials that will go into their stores. We're announcing the website itself, which I just want to tell everybody is NapaAutoCareAtlanta.com. So you can go to NapaAutoCareAtlanta.com and get all the information you need to about the different locations and check out the look and feel that we've been talking about and that sort of thing. And the toll-free number that we talked about, it is live as of today as well. So that's 1-844-NAPA-ATL.
So we're breaking all this exciting Napa news right here on Business Radio
X.
That's right.
Well, we appreciate that opportunity, guys. That's awesome. Let me go back to Ron. Ron is with GK Tire and Automotive in Norcross. What have you learned, Ron, you know, working with Zachary and Reformation Productions?
I believe, personally, the consumer resource research aspect has been just wonderful for us. It's a chance for us to kind of peek behind the curtain and learn a little bit more about the consumers. Main thing was the meaning of Napa. What does that brand mean to the customers? What are their expectations? There seems like in the past there's been a little bit of a disconnect between the Napa brand and the auto care repair centers. So in order to approach this, we had to determine, you know, how do we advertise and create, improve that awareness? And so Zach has helped us to learn where the best ways for us to advertise rather than just simply misappropriating our advertising funds and things. And my shop was lucky enough to be one of the ones selected to where we did some exit interviews of customers that were coming through. And the overall impression from the customers was very, very positive. They appreciated our interest that we showed in their opinions and their perceptions. And we valued all of their input when that took place.
So you guys aren't just fixing cars anymore. You are becoming marketing experts. Don't sell yourselves short. You know something about marketing now.
Indirectly, yes.
Thanks to Zachary.
Thanks to Zach.
Exactly. Scott, what about you?
I think that the things that I learned was that I don't know anything about marketing,
but you know what you don't know,
yes,
and that's good.
Yes, the board and the business development group, the 60 of us that make up the Atlanta Business Development Group, have put a lot of time and effort and frustration in trying to put things together in a marketing and advertising concept. So what we did is we advertised without marketing. And the first thing you got to have.
So you're just throwing stuff out there and see what sticks.
Yes, and
no plan.
No plan, and also no way to really measure what we were doing was actually working. And so this provides us, as we believe we are professionals, is you hire a professional, and the strategy, the marketing plan, and then you spend money, and then you can measure its results. Gee, you might actually get a little better. So that's what Reformation did for us, is to give us that expertise and the data to establish a strategy and then a plan, and now we're beginning to execute it. And we hope, because we don't know yet, but we hope that this is really going to be a successful, because we really want people to understand the benefits of doing business at a Napa Auto Care Center.
Absolutely.
It's awesome. So, you know, you ought to get some of that.
And there's so much competition out there, too. So you've got to do something and have that message that's the same, you know, in the whole entire market.
You know, you brought up a good point, though, about the fact that, you know, as business owners, you guys don't know everything there is to know about marketing. But in reality, you shouldn't have to. I mean, do I know everything about fixing cars? No, because it's not what I do for a living. And there's a lot of business owners, particularly at the local level, that really they have to wear so many different hats, and it really spreads them thin. So, you know, having the foresight to actually hire somebody that's a professional at doing something was very smart on your part, because then now you can direct your efforts at doing the best that you can at your own business. And so I just think that was worth pointing out.
You just reap the rewards. You just, you know, fix your cars, and hopefully if Zachary's doing his job and Reformation Productions
the people
is doing
will
his
know
job,
about it. That's right.
The people will show up. And Ron, will end with you. What's it been like going through the entire process of you know, the new message and the new campaign?
What's been very revealing, we learned a lot about our group.
Again, found out what you didn't know.
Exactly, here in the Atlanta area. But also, as well as our industry, it taught us a lot more about our industry that I feel some of us had lost sight of. But the entire process was very organized. It was very structured. We feel like we've achieved all of our goals. But it was something that was real essential for us, because we had to find the best way to make the customers aware of our affiliation with Napa and how that's important to us and to them.
Absolutely. Well, before we wrap up the show, what I'd like to do is kind of go around the table and let each of you have the last word, especially with Scott and Ron here. Give us again your location, the areas that you serve, how people can reach out to you guys if they want to find out more or use your services. And we'll start with you, Scott.
Well, thank you. We are on Canton Highway, North Cobb County. It's Aero Automotive. That's A-E-R-O, not Bow and Arrow. Thank you very much.
Just think Aero Smith and Steven Tyler, you're good to go.
Absolutely. We do service North Cobb and East Cobb County, Southern Cherokee County, and the towns of Woodstock, Marietta, Kennesaw, and Ackworth.
And it's great because my mom lives in that area. I now know a great place for her to go to get her car fixed.
Come on by.
Ron?
Yes, again, just to remind you, we're on Jimmy Carter Boulevard, very near Interstate 85. We're kind of in the southwest corner of Gwinnett County, but we service Tucker, Norcross, and the Lilburn areas. We've been there for over 30 years. And again, just if it's not right, we will make it right.
There you go. Brian, one last comment for the overall company, NAPA.
Just that, you know, we appreciate these fellas, you know, these companies. Things people have to remember is these are independent businessmen, you know, flying the NAPA flag, and you know everybody thinks they're franchise, and they're not. They're not a franchise. These are independent business owners partnering with NAPA to provide a good service for the customers, and that they can offer where a lot of people can't. A peace of mind warranty that they're covered anywhere in the continental United States. I mean, that's pretty strong.
Yeah, and you provide that support for them that people see it, maybe a little shop here in a corner. They don't realize they have the full NAPA support system right behind
exactly.
them.
Exactly. They have everybody across the country supporting them.
Well, if you think about that, even with the financing, I mean, if you go to, you know, Joe Blow Mechanic on the street corner, they can't afford to do interest-free financing. Only through the power of a company like NAPA could you do that.
Joe on the corner needs to become a NAPA Auto Care Center. He needs to raise his standards and join NAPA.
If he qualifies, that's right.
Right, exactly, because, again, you have standards, which is why people can feel safe going to NAPA knowing that they're going to get the work done properly and at a fair price.
Right.
Zachary, for those business leaders and business owners that have been listening and they're impressed with what you've done with NAPA, how can they find out more about Reformation Productions?
Well, you can contact us via our website, which is reformationproductions.com. Or, of course, you could call, and the number is, what is my number? My number is 678-825-8086.
Don't ask me, Zachary. I don't know.
Sounds right.
I need a branded toll-free number, too.
There you go. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you to everybody here in the studio. A quick reminder that you can listen to this show anytime, 24/7, or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio shows by going to gwinnettbusinessradio.businessradiox.com. This show is also available for free to download on iTunes. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and also follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X. And until next time, for Trey Odom and the rest of the crew here, I'm Mike Sammond. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.